Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Samach Test, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Chesom and Beis, and in our Mishnah at the beginning of Daf Samach Chesom and Aleph, the Mishnah stated, Behema Maksha Leilad V'Hoitza Ubes Yodav V'Chziro Mutu Bachilo, an expectant animal is having difficulty in labor. Right before they shechted the mother, the Uba stretched out its foreleg, and then it put it back into its mother. So since the head, or most of the Uba, did not come out of the mother, so it's not considered as if it's born, therefore certainly the Shechita that one did on the mother would work for the Uber. In our Gemara, we saw machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand and Rabbi Yechon on the other hand. And as the Gemara began, Am Rabbi Yehudam Rav, and as we saw on Amud Beis, that this was also the Shita of Shmuel, that Ve'eva Atzmei Asar, that although the Uber would be Mutar, however, since this Eva went outside of the mother, so it went out of its mechitzais, and therefore the Pasuk of Ubasa Basada Trefa Leisechelu would apply to this Eva, even though it then went back into its mother, as we saw on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, the matri for kibin shenitra for shuvin laheter. So af basa kibin shiatsa chutzlim chitzasai shuvin laheter. However, Rabbi Yechon was chilek and held the eva atzmei mutar. However, ultimately the Gemara brought a raya against Rabbi Yechon from the brisa, and the Gemara ended off tiyufta Rabbi Yechon tiyufta. However, keep in mind that even Rabbi Yechon would agree to Rab and Shmuel that certainly if the eva of the uber remained outside of the mother, then certainly the shechita of the mother would not suffice for the eva itself, and the eva would certainly be usher. And before we begin, let us point out that although from our Mishnah we saw that Bistama, if one does Shechita on a mother, then that would be valid for the Urba as well. However, as we will see in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, that all agreed that this would apply to an Uber that was like Kol Lechadoshav. However, in a case where they found an Uber that was Kol Lechadoshav and that Uber was alive, Rav Meir teaches us that we do not look at this Uber as if it's a part of this behemoth and it's considered a separate behemoth. In order to be able to eat this newborn behemoth, one would have to do a proper shechita. And as the Mishnah states, matzah ben tisha chai, which is commonly called a ben pekua, satan shechita v'chai ba'isav espinoi divra meir. Number one, as we pointed out, is a requirement to do shechita, and number two, it's considered a separate behemoth, and therefore the issa ba'isav espinoi would apply if one shechted the mother and then would shecht the uber on the same day. The Mishnah then continues and brings down the shechita chachamim, which the Gemara will explain is the shechita Rabbi Yehuda, that the shechita that is done on the mother would even be valid for a ben pekua and for a ben tisha chai. The Mishnah then continues on daf ayin dal and beis. The Rav Shimon Shizuri Imah filu ben chamish shanim v'chirish besada shechitas imam mitarasai. The Gemara will explain what is the chiluk between the sheet of the Rabbanon and the sheet of Rav Shimon Shizuri. Finally, let's keep in mind that we will learn our sugya according to sheetas Rashi, but most of the Rishonim are chiluk and Rashi and understand our sugya differently. Our Gemara begins that although we just brought down a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, however, b'merovim masnuhachi, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a different version as to the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon, as Rav Omar yesh leid leivorim, Rabbi Yechon Omar in leid leivorim, in a case where Uba was chitzias yodai, so once roiv of the forearm was already outside the animal, so it's considered as if that eva was born, and therefore certainly the shechita of the mother cannot work for this eva, and as Rashi states, yesh leid leivorim, however, certainly the shechita of the mother would suffice for the rest of the uber. However, Rabbi Yechon holds that there is no concept of an eva having a birth, and even though most of the eva already went outside of the mother, is not considered as if it was already born. And as long as the eva was back inside the mother at the time that they did shechita on the mother, and not only will the shechita of the mother be matted the entire uber, but it'll even be matted the yad of the uber. And based on the simple reading of the words that they used in Marava, it doesn't seem to be an afkamina between the shita of Rav and Rabbi Yechon, and therefore our Gemara asked, "My Benayu, that what is an afkamina between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra?" The Gemara explains, "Iker Benayu lemesamiyat eva shebefnim, that there would be an afkamina if most of the eva comes out of the mother and part of the eva remained in the mother the entire time. So according to the Lishna Kama, the Rav held that any part of the uber that came out of the mother is considered a trefa as it came out of its mechitzah." Certainly that would only apply to a part of the eva that actually came out of the mother. However, any part of the eva that was inside the mother would be mutar b'achila, and the only part of the animal that we actually had a shayla was only b'negei makom chatach, as we previously learned. However, according to the version of Marava, since Rav holds that as long as roiv of the eva came out of the animal, it's considered as if it was already born, and since rubei kakulai, therefore even the part of the eva that did not yet come out of the animal would still be asa b'achila, as is considered as if it was born. And keep in mind that according to Rabbi Yechon, there would not be an afkamina between the Lishna Kam and the Lishna Basra, as according to both versions, Rabbi Yechon holds that as long as the Eva went back into the mother, that the entire Eva would be mutter b'achila. And keep in mind that according to Rav, there would be another nafkamina, a case where only a small part of the Eva came out of the mother, as according to Lishna Kama, so at least that part of the Eva would be also b'achila. But according to Lishna Basra, since only a meat of the Eva came out of the animal, so it's not considered as if it was born, as long as the shechita of the mother occurred after the Eva already went back to the mother, the shechita would work for the Eva as well, and the entire Eva would be mutter, even according to Rav. And I understand him that the two main problems that they have with Shitas Rashi is, number one, that according to the second Lashon, there is also a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yechon, and L'chari, the Gemara should have asked the same question and then stated Tiyufta de Ul Tiyufta. And number two, since we previously saw that there's a Tiyufta on the Shita of Rabbi Yechon, so why would it be that the Gemara will now continue and bring a Shaila that is only relevant to Rabbi Yechon? And because of these questions as well as others, so that we shouldn't learn our Sugya differently, and Ayin Ritvo points out that L'fidu L'shita Basra, certainly Rabbi Yechon agrees that the part of the Eva itself that went out of the animal is certainly Asa Bachila, and Ayin Shum as to how he learns our entire Sugya. And our Gemara will now continue and bring two Shailas, and the first Shaila will be Dafka according to L'shita Basra and according to the Shita Rabbi Yechon, and the second Shaila will even be according to Rav. And as the Gemara continues, Yibaylu L'divrei Ima In Lei D'Lei Barim Hoitzi Obes Yadav Echzira V'chaz V'hoitzi Es Yadav Echzira Ad Sheshlima L'Ruba Ma'u As Miyam Rinan Hanafak L'Ruba Oidilma Kivin D'Hada Hadar, that according to Rabbi Yechon holds that In Lei D'Lei Barim, so prior to Shechita of the Uber, it stretched out its foreleg and then it put its foreleg back into its mother, then once again it stretched out another foreleg, or it stretched out another part of its body, and then that part of its body also went back into its mother. And ultimately, although most of the Uber was never outside of the mother at one time, all the mice of different parts of the Uber that ultimately equaled up to a Reva the Uber at one point in time was outside of the mother. So if one then shechs the mother, so what would be the halacha with the Uber? As would we say that ultimately most of the Uber already came out of the mother at some point in time, and therefore it's considered as if the Uber was already born, and the shechita on the mother would not suffice for the Uber. And if one would want to eat the Uber, then they would have to do a proper shechita. Or would we say that since every time it stuck out an Eber, it then put it back into its mother, so it's as if it never went out of the mother, and we can't combine the Yetzias, we don't look at this as if the Uber was already born, and therefore the shechita of the mother would suffice for the Uber as well, and the Uber would be mutter b'achila even without its own shechita. Na'in Rashi, L'divrei Ima In Lei D'Lei Barim, Hoitzi Yadav Echzira V'chaz V'hoitzi Yadav Hacheres V'echzira. And Rashi is bothered that generally it wouldn't be the case that its two forelegs would be rave of the animal, and therefore he explains, V'chaz V'hoitzi Shedrasa V'echzira Ad Shehishlam Rubi Shal Uber Mi Havi Kielud HaNafka Rubi Oidil Makimin Dein Lei D'Lei Barim Havi Chazar Dei Chazara V'chi Nafik Idach Kfar Hod Lei Kama Ve'in Kan Yitzir Shreiv. And Rashi continues, Ilam Anda Oma Yesh Leida, as according to Rav that holds Yesh Leida Leivarim Loim Hadlu Chazara, then certainly its Chazara is meaningless, and therefore according to Rav, in this scenario not only would each Eva be Yasu Bachila, but the Uba itself would be Yasu Bachila, since Rav of the Uba was already born, therefore the Shechita of the mother could not work for the Uba. And the Gemara continues, Imtim Selema Kivin Dohada Hadar, and if you will see that since each Eva went back into its mother, L'fi Rabbi Yechon, we would not look at this as if Rav of the Uba was born. So the Gemara has another Shaila, Hoitzi Uba Es Yadav Echotcha V'chaz Uba Hoitzi Es Yadav Echotcha Ad Sheshlim El Ruba Ma'u Mi Yamin HaNafak Le Ruba Oidil Meruba Bas Achas Binan. And as Rashi explains, that this Shaila of the Gemara is also a Shaila according to Shitas Rav, and the Shaila is, if the Uba stuck out one of its Evarim, number one, it didn't put it back into its mother, number two, they cut off that Evar, and then it continued taking out Evarim, and they kept cutting off those Evarim until most of the Uba was already at one point outside of the mother, and they cut off all of those Eberim. If they would now shech the mother, so would that shechita suffice for the rest of the Uber that is still inside the mother? Would it be kashal achila? And the Gemara explains its studim, as would we say that lemaisa most of the Uber was already outside the mother, and therefore certainly it's considered kiyalud, and the shechita of the mother cannot have an effect on the Uber. Or would we say that since rave of the Uber was never outside of the mother at one time, so therefore it would not be considered as if it's kiyalud, and the shechita of the mother would still work for the rest of the Uber that's inside the mother? And as Rashi states at the bottom of the Amid, Yishle the Iklim Bailaha, that this Shaila is even according to Rav, as the Shaila is that certainly Rav holds that Yishle the Levarim. However, it could be that in order for it to be considered that the entire Uber was born, it must be that Rav of the Uber is intact and outside of the animal. However, since in this case, there is never a point in time where Rav of the animal that's intact is outside of the mother, or potentially we would not consider that the Uber was considered as if it was born, and therefore the Shechita of the mother would still help for the meat of the Uber that's still inside the mother, Ayin Rashi. Our Gemara continues, Tashmar, and the Gemara will try to bring a riot to the second question from our Mishnah, as a Mishnah Torahs, Chaytich Me'uba Shememe'el Mutabachila, if one severs a part of the Uber and that remains in the mother, once they shech the mother, then not only will the Uber be Mutabachila, but this Eva would also be Mutabachila. However, prior to Shechita, one severs the Tchel or the Kleis of the animal, and even though it does not make the animal into a trefa, so even if one would shech the animal, that would not be matter the tchel or the kleis b'achila. And the Mishnah then brought a general rule as that klal dov shegufa asa v'she'en a gufa muta, that shechita on an animal does not suffice for anything that is part of the animal and is severed from the animal, and even though it's still inside the animal. However, shechita of an animal will work for anything that's in the animal as long as it's not a part of the animal. And it seems that this klal is just repeating the din that we just mentioned, and therefore our Gemara is she'in gufa lasuyamai. When the Mishnah mentions the klal she'in gufa mutar, so what is it coming to include? And as Rashi states at the top of Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, davar she'in gufa ala mina uba v'nimsa b'teicha mutar and lasuyamai as I choytich mina uba tonalei, as if it's referring to a case where one caught a part of the uber and it's still inside the mother. And the Mishnah teaches us that the shechita of the mother would help for this part of the uber, but this case was explicitly taught to us in our Mishnah. And we continue on Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, Lav Lasui Kai Gavna, and since the klal certainly has to include something, so let us say that's coming to include that both according to Rav as well as according to Rabbi Yechon, that Vachitzi Ubes Yodi V'chotcha, and the Chaz Vachitzi Es Yodi V'chotcha, Ad She Shlimu L'Rubai, that in this case, the Shechita of the mother would also work even for the small amount of the Uber that's still inside the Uber, since it's in Gufa, and since it's an extraneous item, and it's not part of the mother. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, Lasui called up and made par of Alibid Rab Shimon, the Afagav the Amr Rab Shimon called up and par of Osir, Hanimila Hikad Yatzla Ava Ilam, Ava Be Imo Shari. Now, although it's true that since our Mishnah brought a klal and stated Shein Gufa would be Mutter, certainly it's coming to include something. However, it's certainly possible that it's not coming to include this case. It's possibly since Ravid Uber is already outside of the mother's body, and even though it was not outside at one time, Shechita of the mother would not help for the meat of the Uber that's inside the mother. The klal of our Mishnah is coming to include the case of a para whose Uber doesn't have split hooves. Instead, each of its hooves look like the hooves of a gamel and looks like one hoof. The Mishnah is being mechadish to us that although we already mentioned the sheet of Rab Shimon from Masechet Bechiras and Daf Vav Amud Beis, that if a para gives birth to an animal that doesn't have split hooves and has a feature like a gamel, that it would be asur b'achila. However, the din of Rab Shimon only applies to an animal that was already born. However, in a case where this animal is b'mei imai and the shechted the mother, even Rab Shimon would agree that this kol ben para would be mutter. And ayin Rashi lasuye kolot afila nimtza sholim b'mei para. And keep in mind that our Gemara could not work out according to the chachamim, as since the chachamim hold that a kol ben para is always mutter, so there would be no need for the Mishnah to teach us this halacha. And our Gemara will now continue and bring three shaylois. It will be the shayla of Rab Chananya, the shayla of Ilfa, as well as the shayla of Rab Yemya. Let us remember that according to Rav in the Lishna Kama, so once an Eber goes out of the mother, it's considered as if it went out of its mechitza, and therefore it has halacha like a trefa. And as the pasuk states, "Ubasa basa the trefa leisa chelu." Ayin Rashi and Diba Maskel v'shubaylocha kachim kalam b'yishlayim, where Rashi explicitly tells us that this shayla is even according to Lishna Basra and Lefi Rav that yesh le the leivarim. And the Gemara continues, "Boy Rab Chananya, Rab Chananya is a shayla hoitzi ubas yadu bazar amau." As Rashi explains that if one has a kavim shlomim that's in a kiva and it's expecting, and prior to shechita, while the kavim shlomim is in the azara, the uba sticks its hand out of the mother, and then they shechted the mother that was a kavim shlomim. Certainly the shechita works for uba, but the shayla is, would the shechita also work for the yad? And as Rab Chananya continues and explains, do we say migu to have mechitz l'gabi kachim, habi nami l'gabi dahai, that since the mechitz of the azara is a mechitz l'gabi this animal, a shechita of a kavim shlomim must be done in azara, since this Eber never went outside Azara, therefore, the din of Basa Basada Trefa, Laysa Chilu, does not apply to this Iver, and once you do Shechita to the mother, it would work for the Iver as well. However, Rabbi Hanania's second side is, Oidilma, Lagabi, Dahai, La Mechitzi, the Mechitzis Uber, Imahi, or do we say that the Mechitzis of the Azara is Loy Mailov, Loy Mayri to the Uber, as the Mechitzis for the Uber is only the mother, and the Mice of the Yad went outside of the Mechitzis of the mother, and therefore the Pasuk of Basa Basada Trefa, Laysa Chilu would apply, and even if the Yad would have gone back into the mother prior to Shechita, the Shechita of the mother would not work for the Yad. And Ayin Rashi, Mahu Liyas Lechemis Hazar, Mechitza Latir, Beshechita Se'im. And Ayin Mufarshim will discuss what the first side of Rabbi Hananya is, and is he discussing a case where the Yad actually went back into the mother prior to Shechita, or potentially that even if the Yad is outside of the mother during the time of Shechita, that the Shechita of the mother could still suffice for the Yad, Bitzarach Bir. However, the Gemara continues that Amale Abaya, and Abaya responded and asked Rabbi Hananya, that why did you ask the Shaila scenario where Kachim Kalim was in Yushalayim and was not in Dazar yet? Once again, for example, someone had a female Karban Shlamim that was expecting and it was in Yushalayim and it was Hoitzi Ubas Yode while in Yushalayim, and he then brought this animal into Dazara and he shechted the animal. So since we know that Mechises for Kachim Kalim is the Chaymis Yushalayim, so what do we say that even though the Yad went outside the mother, but since it didn't go outside of Chaymish Yushalayim, so it's as if it didn't go out of Mechitzais, and therefore, though certainly the Shechita of Kachim Kalim has to take place in Dazara, and as we know that Kachim Kalim is Shechitase Bazara B'chol Mokoyim, however, Lemaisa, the Shechita of the mother, would work for the Yad as well, or would you say that Lemaisa went out of the mother, therefore the Shechita of the mother would not work for the Yad, as Abaya continued, that Kachim Kalim B'Yushalayim, my time aloy kami b'ilucha, the Mechitzas Uber Imoyhu, and Hachinami Mechitzas Uber Imohu, and it must be that the reason why you didn't ask the question regarding Kachim Kalim in Yushalayim is because certainly you understand that the Mechitza regarding the Uber is the mother and not the Chaymis Yushalayim, and certainly the Yad would be Asar, and therefore the same would be true in your scenario of Haitzi Ubez Yadei Be'azara, the Mechitza Azara is Le'mayl Le'mayrid, and since it came out of the Mechitza of the mother, so therefore the Yad is considered a Trefa. Certainly, even if the Yad went back into its mother, it would not be Mutta Bachila. Ayin Rashi and Diba Maschel, Vitiboylecha Kachim Kalam Yishlaim, Vitiboylecha Aliba Demanda Oma, Yeshle de Levarim, Vole Mahani Chazara. And this Shaila is according to the Shita of Rav and Lishna Basra, the Yeshle de Levarim. Generally, by having the Yad go back into its mother, it would not help, as it already came out of the mother. However, the Gemara Shaila is, Mi Mahani Lechemo, Dele Lehevi Basa Besada, Chemo Seir, Havi Mechitzel Kachim Kalam. And Rashi specifically tells us, that certainly we can't be talking about a case where they shechted the shlamim in Yushalayim and outside Azara, and the Uba stretched its hand outside the imkain afa behim asura, as in that scenario, certainly the behim would be asar, mishum shechet kachem b'chutz, and as we explained, this response of Abaya is a bit tzarech bir. Potentially, Rabbi Hananya could respond to Abaya that just like I have a shayla in the case of Hoitzi Ubez Yodi Bazar Mao, that in the Chinami, the same shayla would apply where it's Hoitzi Ubez Yodai while it's Yushalayim as to what the halacha would be. As his points out, that it's possible that the reason why Rabbi Hananya asked the question specifically B'negei Azara is because certainly the mechitzes of the Azara are more choshev than the mechitzes of Yushalayim and even B'negei Kachim Kalim. And as we know, you can only shecht Kachim Kalim inside the Azara and you can't shecht them within the Chaymis Yushalayim. And maybe that's why Rabbi Hananya specifically asked this question, the scenario where the animal was in the Azara and not where it's in Yushalayim. Ayin Tesis who points out that even according to the Tzad, that as long as the Yad of the Uber remains within the Chaymus of the Azara, that it would still not be considered a Trefa and would still not even be considered Kenilad. However, certainly there is no suffix that if the Uber was actually born inside the Azara and then they shechted the mother afterwards, that certainly the Shechita of the mother could not help for the Uber. And as Tesis states, Umiyu Benela Kulu Bazara prior to the Shechita of the mother, Loikrim Boile, the Pshita Taran Shechita, as certainly it requires its own Shechita, Ayin Sham. Before we continue with the next Shaila, which will be the Shaila of Ilfa, let us begin with Akdama. We know that in order for an animal to be Mutter Bachila and not considered Nevela, must have a Kasha Shechita, and Rave of both Simonim, and a Rave of the Kona, and Rave of the Veshed. Let's keep in mind that we previously learned that even if an animal is found to be a Trefa, so if it already had a Kasha Shechita, so although the Shechita shechita will not be matter this animal b'achila. However, a valid shechita would at least have an effect on this animal that it would no longer be considered an avela and would not be metame, and the bus of this animal would not be considered abatuma. Therefore, we see that there are two types of shechita, and we also saw on the bottom of Daf Samach Chesam and Aleph that there was a machlekes between Rab Meir and the Chachamim in a case of hoitzias yodai, and then b'shachar es imoy ba'achachotcha. Although Rab Meir held that the shechita of the animal would not help for the yad, and the yad would still be considered an avela. However, the Chachamim stated magad treif v'shkuta, and as Rashi explained, that afal pish in shechita matirasa b'achila, that although certainly since the yad of the uber went outside of the animal, so both according to Rav and even according to Rabbi Yechon, as long as the hand is still outside of the mother, so certainly the shechita cannot be matir the yad b'achila. However, by shechting the mother, it would still be matir the yad midei nevela, and would no longer be considered nevela. Based on these points, our Gemara continues that boy Ilfa, that Ilfa had to follow in Shaila, that hoitzi ubas yadu ben similar simen mao, mi mitzar simen rishon le simen shenu le tari midei nevela iloi. Certainly this Shaila is not only relevant by kachim, and even if there was a behemoth of chulin, they started shechting the mother, and they shechted one simen, and then the uba stretched out its foreleg outside of the mother, then they shechted the second simen. Certainly if the yad of the uba is outside of the mother, even Rabbi Yechonon would agree that the yad is certainly also b'achila. According to Rav, even if the yad of the uba went back into the mother prior to the shechita of the second simen, and then they shechted the second simen, that the yad would be also b'achila. However, if the shaila is, would the yad be considered an avela and be metame like an abatoma, or would the shechita at least suffice that the yad would not be considered an avela and would not be considered an abatoma? As Rashi explains, b'hochim miboyle simen rishon kishenishchat ba'id eivizeh b'teicha hayibola hata apachila, that since the initial part of shechita, which was done in the first simen, would have been matted the entire uba b'achila. However, mishiyotza in chaticha simen sheni ba'al eivizeh el tayru mendein avela k'damaron le'el, that v'chamoim magat treif hashkuta. As we quoted from the Samach Chesam Abayz, and mi mitzar of simen rishon shebola l'tar l'hater im zeh she'in abo el l'tar l'hoy lo mi l'tar hoy lo shtein shomim b'kach, and would the shechita at least suffice that it would be matar midein l'vela, or would we say that since each part of shechita was not the same type of shechita, so therefore we didn't have a shechita of two simonim, that wouldn't be able to be matar the yad midein l'vela? And as Rashi states, oy dilma kivi di yeshchil b'neim lo mitzar of rishon shu nishchat l'shnei dvarim im asheni she'in l'tar midein l'vela be'in kan shechita shleim l'tarai. However, the Gemara tells us a merava that Rav responds that kal v'chomer im hoy lo simen rishon l'simen shein l'atira b'achila lo yoy lo l'tar midein l'vela, that since we know that when this person did shechita on both simonim, certainly it was matter the mother b'achila, and it was even matter the rest of the uba b'achila. And as Rashi states, v'le amina shechita chalukahi be'in shechita loy bezu v'le bezu, we don't say that part of the shechita of the second simon is only coming to be matar the yad, and therefore the mother and uba would not be kosher. Certainly we don't say that, and certainly it's a valid shechita. Therefore, certainly the shechita would be moil for the aver and be able to remove it midei nevela, and would no longer be metame and wouldn't be considered avatoma. And the Gemara now continues with the third shayla, as boy Rabbi Yemi had the following shayla in a scenario where they were shechting the mother and the uba was hoitzi yadai, and then they shechted the mother, and according to Rav, although the shechita of the mother will help for the uba, but the yad would still be also b'achila, as the yad requires shechita. L'maisa, after they shechted the mother, never ate the uba, and the uba then grew up into a full mature behima, and then had relations with another animal and had a child. So would the same corresponding eva of this child also be also b'achila? The Gemara will now try to define as to what case the shayla of Rabbi Yemi was, and the Gemara continues, heichi dami, that what are we referring to, ilayim de azla behima ma'ayisa, as if we're talking about a case where this ben pekua mated with a regular behima that was not a ben pekua. So my area hide is be iso yaitse, I feel ben pekua de al minami, the umra of mishashil, the divya ima chayshil zera av, ben pekua bar behima ma'ayisa, havlad in le takana. Certainly this can't be the shayla of Rabbi Yemi, as certainly it's pashatas that if any ben pekua, and even a ben pekua whose eva never went outside of its mother prior to shechita, that meets with an animal that's not a ben pekua, and they have a child, then this child would be completely asa b'achila. As for example, if the mother was not a ben pekua, then it would be a requirement to do shechita on the child. However, since the father, for example, was a ben pekua, based on the zera that was contributed from the father, so we would look at the child child as if it's already nishchat, and any shechita that would be done on these simonim would be loy ma'ilav loy ma'irid. Therefore, this vlad would be ein loy takana. Let us point out that the Gemara daf ayin chesam beis, the Gemara will bring down a machlekes between Rabbanan and Chananya. The Rabbanan hold that the issa of Isav es benoi only applies to a mother and its child, and not to a father and a child. However, Chananya holds noyig bein bizchorim with bein bein nekevais, that the issa of Isav es benoi doesn't only apply to a mother and a child, but it also applies to a father and a child. Therefore, we see that Chananya holds the chishin l'zera av, and there is a relationship between a father and a child. Therefore, even if the father would be the ben pekua, mated with a female animal that was not a ben pekua, then the child would be in le takana. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Yemiya could not have the shayla in a scenario where the uber was chitzias yadai, then grew up and mated with a regular animal. Certainly, in that case, not only would the yad of the second generation child be asa bachila, but the entire animal would be asa bachila as it's in le takana. Because of this question, so the Gemara explains le tzricha the azla ben pekua the kavosei mai. And Rabbi Yemiya's shayla was in a scenario where there was a male uber that stretched out its right foreleg from its mother, and they then did shechita on the mother, and this uber then matured and it mated with another ben pekua. So the shayla of Rabbi Yemiya is that would we say that although a chayshin l'zera av, however the zera of the father doesn't disperse within the entire animal, and the koyach of the father's right leg went into the child's right leg, the only part of the child that would be asa bachila is only its right foreleg. As the Gemara states, even moilut eva v'chotik le'vashari, that since the eva of the father gives koyach to the corresponding and exact same eva of the child, therefore the only issue with this vlad would only be with its right foreleg, and the rest of the child would be mutar bachila, and one doesn't even have to shech that child, as l'maisa was born from two ben pekuais. However, Rabbi Yemiya also had a tzad, oidilma m'val bolzari, or do we say that the zera of the father actually gets mixed up and dispersed within the vlad, and doesn't only give koyach to that corresponding eva, and actually goes to all parts of the animal, since the right foreleg of the father was asa bachila, therefore this entire child will also be asa bachila. Ayin Rashi in Dibur Maskla ben Pekua de Kavosei, and he explains the first side of the Shaila, that the Einad Vlad Toyin Shchita El Mishum Chad Iver, as in this case, the only reason why the child would have any reason that needs Shchita is only because of the one right foreleg, since this child has a din like a ben Pekua, therefore any Shchita that is done to this child would actually be Leilumay Leimurid. Therefore, one would only have to cut off this Iver, and this Iver itself would be Asa Bachila, but the rest of this child would be Mutar Bachila. And the second side is Meval Bolzari, or Mr. Kolavlab Mishum Oisa Iver, Valiba de Chanani Kaboyla. When we explain this Gemara, we explain that it could be talking about a scenario where the father was a Ben Pekua, who initially was Hoitzi Yodoi outside of its mother, and mated with a Ben Pekua that was a standard Ben Pekua, and it was not Hoitzi Yodoi at all. However, Ayin Tesis Dima Maskal the Asa Ben Pekua de Kavosei, Sheyesh Bo Isa Yoitzi Bechad Iver, Tesis holds that the mate also had the same issue, and while it was an Uber, same corresponding Iver, and as we gave in our example, the right foreleg went out of its mother, Ayin in Tesis, and Ayin Nadi Rishonim. The Gemara now continues, Hoda Omar, and some say that we should not be gurious the words Hoda Omar, as these are not the words of Rabbi Yemiya, and instead, the Gemara is actually explaining that although we thought that this could have been the Shaila Rabbi Yemiya, however, Lemaisa can't be that this would be the Shaila Rabbi Yemiya, as Peshitta the Meval Bolzari, as certainly in this case, everyone would agree the Zera of the father certainly disperses and has an effect on the entire Vlad, and it doesn't go to a specific Iver. The riot to this is the Im Kain, as if it would be true that the father's Zera has an effect on every specific Iver, just like it was the father's Iver, Suma Yoylu Suma, that every single time that a father is a Suma, so the child should also be blind. Similarly, Kiteya Le Kiteya, that if the father was lame, then the child should also be lame. And since we don't find that, Elipshita Meval Bazare, just based on this point alone, there would be no Shayla, and really the entire animal should be Asa Bachila. However, the Gemara explains, that really Rabbi Yemiya's Shayla was as follows. In this exact scenario, where there was a Ben Pekua that initially was Chaytzi Yodai, then it grew up and it mated with another Ben Pekua. So although certainly, as we say, it's Meval Bolzare, however, maybe we would say that just like Behemoth Ba'alma, Lav Mikoyachil V'dam Ka'asi V'sharya, that just like the Torah tells us, that if an animal mates with another animal, that even though part of the Zera, the father, initiates from its Chilev and Dam, and then disperses forces into the child, and therefore every part of the child should be usher, as part of it came from chil and dam. Even so, certainly we know that any child that's born from two animals will be kosher. We are certainly not concerned about the zera av and hachinami leishna, and therefore in our case, although the zera of the father had three surim in it, as number one, it had some chilev in it, and it also had dam in it, it also has some of the koyach that comes from its right foreleg. That foreleg is asur b'achila. So we should also say that lemaisa doesn't have any effect on the child, and the child would be mutar b'achila. The second side of Rabbi Yemi is oydumah tree suri aminon tlos le'aminon. And maybe we would say that the only time that we see that a child would be mutar is only if the father had two isurim, and therefore it would be batal in the child, and the child would still be mutar b'achila. However, once it would have three isurim, and now has the issa of chilev, as well as the issa of dam, as well as the issa of this eiver, then maybe that would actually go into the child, and the child would be asur b'achila. If the Gemara now is a man, that who would this shayla be according to, as l'chir we don't find any man da omar that would actually hold that a behemoth that's a ben pekua would actually have all three surim, that there would be a possibility that the initial ben pekua had the issa of chilev, the issa of dam, and the issa of its eiver that was yotzei. Let us remember that we mentioned Akdomar, that this machlek is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to the status of a ben pekua that was called lechadoshav. It was a full term ben pekua, and then it stood up and it lived for a while, and then it would have a child. Rabbi Meir would require shechita midiraisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this would be a standard case of a ben pekua, and there would not be a requirement to do shechita. Therefore, Agamar continues, either Rabbi Meir is a chel of a dam ika, is a yaitzi leka, that according to Rabbi Meir, this is a regular behema, and therefore the standard sum of chelav and dam apply. However, the issa for an eva that was yotzi would not apply, as even though this eva went out of the mother prior to the shechita of the mother, the mice of the shechita of the mother had no effect at all on this full-term child. It is a standard requirement to shech this uber, and when you do a standard shechita on this uber, so the entire child, including its yad, would be mutar b'achila, and therefore we don't find a scenario where there are actually three surim in this animal. And the Gemara continues, and ilu Rabbi Yehuda is a yotze ika, is a chelav leka. If Rabbi Yemi Shaila is according to Rabbi Yehuda, so although the fear Rabbi Yehuda, this father was considered a regular ben pekua, since its yad initially went out of its mother, so certainly yad was asur b'achila. However, since it's a ben pekua, so the issa chelav would not apply, and therefore once again we only find two isurim. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the issa of chelav would not apply to a ben pekua? And the Gemara brings a brisa as the tanya that there's machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding this point. Number one, Rabbi Meir holds gina nasha noig b'shlul, and number two, v'chel b'yosa div Rabbi Meir. Even though if there's an ober that's found inside the mother after shechita, then there's no requirement to do shechita to that child. However, the issa of gina nasha and the issa of chelav would apply. However, Rabbi Yehuda ime ein noig b'shlul v'chel b'muta. Since the Torah teaches us that there is no requirement for shechita on this ober and on a ben pekua, so we see that a ben pekua is mamish considered a part of its mother. It's not considered a behemoth b'fnei atzmai. Therefore, the issa of gina nasha and the issa of chelav does not apply to an uber that was found inside its mother or to a ben pekua. Therefore, even in this case, we would only have two isurim. And since we previously stated that even though the father gives over the isurim of chelav and dam to its child, the child is mutar b'achila, as it's only two isurim. Therefore, Rabbi Yemi would not have a shayla in a case where a child is born from a ben pekua, where the yad of the father initially went out of the mother prior to shechita, as there is no man da'amar that there are three isurim over here. And certainly, the child should be mutar. And as the Gemara states, I'll call mikayach le'aminan v'shari. Certainly, we see that even if we chishon l'zera av, however, even so, the zera of the av will not transfer any of its isurim to the child, and therefore, this vlad would certainly be kosher. And this certainly couldn't be the shayla of Rav Yemya. And before we continue, let's make a few points. Number one, we previously stated we're going according to the man da'amar that chishon l'zera av, and now we stated that we're not chayish l'zera av. And Mefarshim explained that the only time that we have the klal of chishon l'zera av only in regard to the relationship between the father and the child, and for example, medegeir the issa of isav espinoi. However, medegeir the father actually bringing yisurim into the child, and certainly the zera av has no bearing on the child. And as we explained, also ayin taisis who's bothered that initially we stated that every father of a behemoth has two yisurim that it will transfer to the child, referring to dam and chelev. And taisis points out lab dafka trei aminon the ikonami is a good Gilanosha, and certainly there is also the Issa of Gilanosha that would be transferred as well, and therefore the Gemara is Lav Davka, and really the Gemara meant to say, Oidumu plus the Yisur Yarminon, while for Yisurim lo Yarminon. Finally, let us point out that when discussing the Shechita of Ben Pekua, so we have always explained that the Shechita of the mother will work for the Ben Pekua or for the Vlad. However, Rashi goes a bit further and explains in the scenario what is a Vlad that doesn't require Shechita. So we look at it as if the Simanim of this Vlad or this Ben Pekua were already severed. And as Rashi explains in Dibur Maskel in Lo Takana, Shemitzad Oviv in Toin Shechita, as since the father was a Ben Pekua, so there's no requirement of Shechita for this child. However, since the mother was a regular behima, so therefore this Vlad requires Shechita, and Rashi continues that therefore it's Ein Le'Takana, and Rashi has two different explanations, as either Simanim Ein Simanim Da'Palgayu Keshchutin Davu, as either we look at the Vlad Simanim not being Simanim at all, as they are both considered that they were already severed, and Einami Havalei Bas Siman Echad Behimat Tzricha Reiv Shnayim, L'Maisa, since one of its parents was a regular behima and was not a ben pekua, we would still have to look at this child as if it only has one simen. And certainly for a behima to be muta b'achila, one must do shechita on both simanim. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, claim the ben pekua need to be shechitas imai afilu gadol v'simanim shloi kone v'gageres in chashuvin simanim el kibase in chashuvin uvlad shloi mitzad imai tzara shechita the imai behima ma'alisi v'hu in loy simanim lishchait ufikach in loy takon l'vlad. As we saw in Rashi, and our Gemara now continues to explain the Shaila of Rabbi Yemiya, as V'hachi Kami Boilon, really Rabbi Yemiya's Shaila was, Ma'al L'Gmayas Chabai, in a case where it was a female Uber, it was Hoitzi Yatsiyada L'chutz, prior to the mother Shechita, and then they shechted the mother, and now this female Uber grew up, and it now had a child, and is now lactating. The Shaila is, if it would be Mutter to drink this milk, as the Gemara explains, Chalv D'Alma Lo'ikev Menachai Dami V'shari, Hainami Le'shna, would we say it's milk that comes from any animal should be considered usher, as it should be similar to Eiv Menachai, and even so we know that it's mutter to drink milk. Therefore, in our case as well, even though it's true that one cannot eat one of the legs of this animal, and that leg is considered like Eiv Menachai, which is usher b'achila, even so the milk of this animal should be mutter, and I and the Mefarshim that discuss that L'chir is Eiv of this animal, not also because it's similar to Eiv Menachai, and it's also because it's similar to a trefa, and as the pasuk states, "Ubasa basa the trefa loisechelu." Therefore, certainly this milk should be aser. Ayin Rashi, who explains that when there was an Eiv that goes out of the mother, this Eiv doesn't mamish become like a trefa. Instead, there's a din that this Eiv requires shechita, and since this uber is a ben pekua, certainly one cannot do shechita on this animal and cannot be matter this leg or this Eiv. And that's why it's more comparable to the din of Eiv Menachai. In regard to the Shaila, the Gemara ends off Teiku, and Ayin Rashi, who's bothered, how could we say this is the Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiya, if the Lashon of Rabbi Yirmiya was the Ma'u Lech L'Shul Zaroi, and what Shaychas does this have to the Zera of the Behema? Rashi explains, V'hainu L'Zaroi de Ka'omar in HaCholav Bo Ad Shetelel, the only point that this Vlad would have Cholav is only once it starts lactating, and once it has a child. Ayin Rabbeinu Gesh, who explains V'hochi kamin boile ma'al l'gmoyas chalboi kloima ma'adabo ma'al l'ochosh l'zaroi loy boile in yivlad shiyotzen menu alaki kamin boile ma'al l'gmoyas chalboi d'cholo chosh l'zaroi, as cholov is also a byproduct of an animal just like its zera, and therefore could also be referred to as zera. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from a Mishnah, as a Mishnah taught us that number one, if an uber is inside the mother and we shech the mother, then the uber would be mutter. And the Mishnah also stated that if one cuts off a piece of the uba that's in the mother and then shechs the mother, then not only would the uba be mutter b'achila without shechita, but those pieces that were cut off would also be mutter b'achila. And our Gemara begins minalon, that was the makar for these halachas, and the Gemara brings down the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, as the chsiv, as the pasuk states, the chol behim mafresus pasa v'shesah shesa shtei prasis malz kiruba behim o'isa techelu, and we read the pasuk as if it states v'chol behima ba behima oise techilu, and one is allowed to eat a behima that was within a behima. And as our Gemara states, behima ba behima l'rab b'sis avlad, and therefore this is a makar that one could eat the vlad that was inside the behima. And based on Rashi, Rashi at this point, the Gemara's Havmina is that from this pasuk we'll only have makar that it will be mutter to eat the vlad of the behema. However, this would not necessarily be makar for the second din of our Mishnah that choytich me'uber, that one could even cut a part of the uber off of the uber, and then once they do shechita on the mother, this chaticha would also be mutter, as the ma'aseh the pasuk only stated behema ba behema, and it's only referring to an actual behema that's in a behema and not a piece of the uber. However, Ein Rabbeinu Gershom klima behema the rabbi says a vlad u'mashin nechtu menu v'lam ben anu darshim behema ba behema shon anu darshim tchilu v'soif v'chol behema malas geir ba behema v'zer sh'amanu behema ba behema. And the Gemara continues that if this is the makar, then it seems that the Torah is telling us that even prior to an uba being born, it's considered a behema. And the Gemara therefore is al me'ata yamiru boi. So if a behema of hegdish is mu'beres and one takes a behema of chulin and says that this should be a tmura of this uber, it should be chal, and we know that this isn't true. As a lo matnan, if so, why did we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura that ima mirin lo yivarim v'ubarim v'lo yivarim v'yivarim v'lo yivarim v'yiburim v'shleimin v'lo yishleimin behen, that the dinim of Tmura does not apply? One wants to substitute an eva for an uber or an uber for an eva. One can substitute an eva or an uber for a shalim, and finally, one cannot swap out a full behema and a complete behema for an uber or for an eva. And as Rashi points out, amola behema mikru. Therefore, we see that an uber is not considered a behema. And ayin Rashi and diba maschal elamata hol b'shlul kari behema. So the din should be that one should be able to do tmura. And as Rashi continues, yamiru emhevi behemas kulan esel behemas kachim uberes va'amar rezu tmuras uber shalzu tei tmura. It should be a valid tmura to gabi tmuras behema ksiv v'emhemi yema behema behema. And we just stated that an uber is referred to as behema. And Rashi also points out that when the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura states imamirin klaimam hima imumar, that even if one would try to do tmura, it would not actually effectuate tmura. The chom amirin the tmura the evid who could amaran b'shmeitz kamaisa the pirkei gamo. And certainly any time that someone does tmura, certainly it's not a din l'chatchila. As certainly l'chatchila one should not do tmura since it's an issa deraisa to do tmura. And because of this question, so the Gemara explains that really an uba is not considered a behema, and the makor that this uba would be mutter b'achila even without shkita is based on the same pasuk, but the limit is as follows: as ela makra v'chol behema l'rabbis avad, and some are not gerus the word behema, as the limit is from the word v'chol, and as Rashi explains, el lav min behema nafka el mikol nafka v'hochi dorish kol mafresus pasuk ba behema teichelu and kol ashtimsa ba behema achol, that anything that is found in a behema can be eaten, and this would of course include a vlad, and this would also include the second case of our Mishnah, where one cut off a part of the vlad and it stayed in the mother, so that part would certainly be mutter as lemais is found in the behema. However, the Gemara is ihachi afilu choytich minat choyl minat kloyes nami and alam etan choytich min ubish mea mutter bachila minat choyl minat kloyes asa bachila. That if the limud is from the word v'chol and we read the pasuk as if it states v'chol ba behema oisa techelu, therefore one should not only be able to eat the uber as well as a part of the uber, but even if one would cut off a part of the spleen or a part of the kidneys of the behema and then does shechit on the behema, then one should be able to eat the tchel and the kloyes. And we learned in the Mishnah that the shechit would not apply to the tchel and the kloyes, and they would still be considered even menachai. However, the Gemara explains that in the chenami we learn from the word v'chol. However, the pasuk also states the word oisa, and as Rashi explains that since the pasuk states oisa sechelu kshishlema chol kolanim sebetecha, that when the animal is a sholem, so you can eat anything that's inside the animal, meaning the uber as well as any part of the uber. However, if the item that is inside the animal actually came from the goof of the animal, and for example, a part of the tchel or the kloyes, so certainly one would not be able to eat those, as we explained in the Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, el me'ata, that if the makar is from the word kol, and we learn that kol ba behemo isa techelu, so if so, ashechas a behemo, matzabat mus yain the tishri, if someone shechs an animal, and they find an uber that looks like a pigeon, so since it was found inside of the animal, it should be mutter b'achila, and alama Rabbi Yechon. So why would Rabbi Yechon have told us hashechus abehemu matzubad musyoyna asa b'achila? Ayn Rambam Tesis, who states nira dafka nokat musyoyna shu asa gam kashiyetz l'avir ilam l'fishayna miskayim av a matzubad behemu gemur shu roi liyas mutter ragle yoyna oy she'in le'reglayim klal muteres Ayin Sham, and we continue on Daf Samach Tesam Beis, and the Gemara answers Beina Prasis Veleka. When the pasuk states Kol Ba Behima Iser Techilu, there's another requirement, as the only things that you could eat that are in the animal are only those things that have prasis. However, since this Uber as a Dmus Yoina doesn't have hooves, so that is why it's Asu Bachila. As Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, Beina Prasis Ba Behima, the Hachi Mashma Shte Prasis Umalas Gira Nimson Ba Behima Techilu. That any item that comes from an animal that has both of these simonim, so those items can be eaten, and therefore it is the makar that one could eat a vlad that is found in a mother without shchita, and one could also eat a part of this vlad, as long as this vlad is a type of animal, would have hooves, and would be malaskira. And the Gemara continues and is bothered, El me'ata kol b'mei paralisa, and if you're now explaining that the only way that something that is found in the mother would be mutter is only if it has prasais, so if the uber that's in the animal actually looks like a gomel and its hooves are not split, so l'chayr it should be asa b'achila. And we previously saw on Daf Samach Chesam Beis that even Reb Shimon, who holds that a kol ben para would be asa b'achila, however that is only if it's out of the mother, but if it is found while it's still in the mother, it would be muta b'achila. However, the Gemara explains ha'tanit ve'Reb Shmuel b'Reb Shimon b'Yechai, that in the yeshiva Reb Shmuel they taught a b'risa based on the shita Reb Shimon b'Yechai, who is the same Reb Shimon that we just mentioned, B'nei Geya Kol Ben Para, and they taught us that since the Pasuk states Parsa and also states the Lashon Prasais, so it is Xeris HaKosev that Parsa B'Behima Techelu, even we would find a Kol Ben Para in the mother, that it would still be Mutta Bachila. And as Rashi explains, Parsa B'Behima Techelu, Krok Siv Parsa B'Ksiv Prasais, and we learn Eze Shetimsa Oy Parsa B'Behima Oy Prasais, Avayoyna Ina Le Parsa V'Le Prasais, and therefore, although a Kol Ben Para would be Mutta Bachila, but even so, if it's Matzah B'Demus Yoyna, it would be Asa Bachila. And the Gemara now continues, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi Amar, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi explains, La'olam Kedekam Mekara, that really we could go back to our original Makar, and we read the Pasuk as if it states, Kol Behema Ba'Behema Oysa Zechelu, and Eina Chanami, based on this Makar, so we would have a Raya that an Uba is called a Behema, and although an Uba may be called a Behema, however, the Mishnah Maseches Tmura still teaches us, then one could not do tmura and swap a behema of chulin for an uber of hegdish. And as our Gemara explains, udaka kashalacha in mamirin, and even though you had a question from the Mishnah Maseches Tmura that stated in mamirin shleimim beubrin, however hamani Rab Shimon he, that Mishnah Maseches Tmura is going like the shita Rab Shimon, the makish tmura lemaisa, and Rab Shimon holds that we have a hekish between the dinam of tmura and the dinam of maisa behema, and therefore we learn ma maisa in anoyu beivarim veubrim, that since we know that the din of Maisa Behema only applies to a full animal and does not apply to an Eva or to an Uber, and therefore Af Tmura Einu Neheges Be'Ivarim V'Ubrim, so therefore Tmura is also not Noig on Ivarim and Ubrin, and even though an Uber is considered a Behema, and Ayin Rashi and Diva Maschel Rav Shimon Hi V'Taim Olav Mishum De Uber Lav Behema El Mishum De Makish Tmura L'Maisa. And as we learn in the first parak of Masechtas Tmura in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Min Aleph, as the Mishnah tells us, Am Rav Shimon V'Aloi Maisa and right after the pasuk discusses Maisa Behema, the pasuk continues Lo Yavaka Bein Tov L'Rav Lo Yimrenu V'Lom Miyotza. Why did the Torah segregate the dinum of Maisa Behema? And the Gemara explains it's in order to teach us that we should make a hekesh between Maisa Behema and Tmura, and therefore we learn Ma Maisa Karbon Yochid Yotza Karbon Tziba. And since Maisa Behema is a Karbon Yochid and is not a Karbon Tziba, so therefore the din of Tmura only applies to Karbon Yochid and does not apply to Karbon Tzibur. And similarly, Ma'isa Kachim Mizbeach, and just like Ma'isa Behemah is Kachim Mizbeach and is not Kachim Bedek Abayis, so therefore Tmura only applies to Kachim Mizbeach and not Kachim Bedek Abayis. And therefore, Agamar also explains that we'd also use this Hekish B'negei this din as well. And since the Pasuk at the end of Pasuk B'chukoyse states, B'chom Masa B'kavitzoyin Kashi Yavo Tachas HaShovet Hasir Yer Kredosh LaShem, so we see that the only thing that will be considered Ma'isa Behemah, only a complete behema that can walk underneath the stick and underneath the rod, certainly that does not apply to an uber or to an eiver, and therefore the same would apply b'negei tmura, that tmura doesn't apply to an uber or to an eiver. And Rashi points out aval amanda loy makish mamirin, but ein chenami according to the manda omar that does not learn a hekesh between maisa behema and tmura, and certainly one could do tmura from an uber onto a behema, since all agree that based on the limud of agamara that we see that an uber is called a behema. And the Gemara continues that Lemaisa Mesechtes Tmura Daf Yoram Ralev, the Mishnah brings a machlekes, and the machlekes is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi. And how does our Gemara know that the Tanakama in the Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura that states Eima Mirin is actually Rab Shimon? And the Gemara continues and explains as the Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura continues that Rabbi Yisi was chilek on the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi Eimer Ma Mirin Evarim B'Shleimin Avoloi Shleim Behen, and Om Rabbi Yisi, and Rabbi Yisi comes to explain the Shita, and he states Valoi B'Mukdashin or Eimer Raglis Shalzu Oila Kula Oila to Avkashi Eimer Raglis Shalzu Tachazu Te Kula Tmura Tachtea. And let us see the words of our Gemara. As the Gemara is Umenot Tamra, how do we know that Tanakama in the Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura is Rab Shimon? And the Gemara explains the Tnan, and our Raya is based on the words of the Mishnah itself, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura continues that Om Rabbi Yisi Valoi B'Mukdashin or Eimer Raglis Shalzu Oila Kula Oila to Avkashi Eimer Raglis Shalzu Tachazu Te Kula Tmura Tachtea. The Gemara continues its proof as Lamakam Hadle, as who is Rabbi Yisi arguing with, and who is the Tanakama of that Mishnah, as Ilaim Rab Meir Rab Yehuda, as if you will want to explain that the Tanakama of that Mishnah is Rab Meir, because generally Stam Mishnah is Rab Meir, or if you'd want to say that the Tanakama of that Mishnah is Rab Yehuda, since we know that many times the Ba Plukta of Rabbi Yisi is Rab Yehuda, but certainly Rabbi Yisi cannot be responding to Rab Meir or Rab Yehuda, as Mi Islu Hai Svara. Lemaisa, we know that both Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda do not agree with the Svara that Rabbi Yisi mentioned, as Rabbi Yisi's entire proof was based on his comparison to Regal Hegdish, and he stated Valoi B'Mukdashin Ha'im Raglis Shalzu Oila, that if someone says that this regal of this animal should be a carbon oila, that the kedusha is nispashate on the entire animal, and the entire animal is considered oila, as we will see, there are main Rabbi Yehuda chilk on Rabbi Yisi in regard to this din, and as the Gemara continues Vatanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, and the Braisa will first bring down the sheet of Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, as Yachol Ha'im Raglis Shalzu Oila Teikula Oila, that one may have thought that if someone says that the regal of this animal should be a carbon oila, that it would be nispashin and the entire animal would be a carbon oila. Amalima, but the pasuk in Pasuk Duchokoyse states, "Vim behima sheyakrivu mimena carbon Lashem, kol sheyitim mimena Lashem yekodesh." We learn mimena kodesh v'loy kulei kodesh, that it's possible that one could make part of an animal into hegdish, and the rest of the animal would not be hegdish. Yachol teitzel lechulin, and one would think that one would be able to be part of this eiver by transferring its kedusha onto money. Talmud loyma yia be'aviyasitei. However, the pasuk tells us that it should be kodesh, and as we know that where an animal has kedusha sagov, unless the animal becomes a balmum, one cannot be part of the animal. And lemaisa, since this animal is partly chulin and partly hegdish, so lemaisa, what will you do with this animal? And the Brisa explains how ketzad timoch letzarchi oileis v'damei chulin chutz min damei eiver sheba divra mei Rabbi Yehuda, that if Ruvain now has an animal that one of its legs is an oila, so he could take it and sell it to Shimon, who's chayiv and responsible to bring a carbon oila, and Shimon will bring this animal as a carbon oila. However, if, for example, this animal's value is $1,000 and the leg of the animal is valued at $100, so since only $900 of this animal is actually chulin, so when Ruvain sells this animal to Shimon, he would have to sell it for $900. And as Rashi states, "Umenu lo yitel adamin l'fisha einu shaloi," this last $100 does not belong to Ruvain, and as Rashi states, "Uvu tmura parach," and the Gemara Masechtas Tmura, the Gemara asks, "For kamaisi oisa shekana oila mechuseres eva v'hoyu mechayev oila." Now lemaisa Shimon promised to bring a complete oila, and he only paid $900 for this behema, and really he's bringing an eva that's chaser and eva. And how can this be a valid eitza? But ultimately, we see from this brisa that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir argue on Rabbi Yisi, and they do not agree that haloi b'mukdashin or imiragle shalzu oila kula oila. As the Gemara now continues and brings down the rest of the brisa, as Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, and Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon both agree, minayin lo imiragle shalzu oila te kula oila, that how do we know that if someone says that this regal of this animal should be an oila, then not only would that leg be an oila, but the rest of the animal will be considered a carbon oila. Talmud lo imiyel l'rabbi seskula, and as Rashi explains, the havale l'michto of kolash yitim imenu l'ashem kodesh, u'minachsiv yeh ribuyehu, tafil lo inos l'ashem elim imenu, tahainu miktsasa, yeh kodesh kula, that the entire animal is considered kodesh and is considered a carbon oila. And the Gemara now continues with its raya that the Tanakama in the Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura is Rab Shimon and not Rab Meir or Rab Yehuda, is when Rab Yisi responded to the Tanakama as Leman, as who is he responding to, as either Rab Meir or Rab Yehuda, mi islu haisvara, as certainly he can't be responding to Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, as Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda chilk on his entire side, and therefore he would not be able to bring a raya based on the Shita of Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Yehuda, and Halav Rab Shimon, and therefore it must be the Tanakhama of the Mishnah Maseches Tumura is actually Rab Shimon. That's why Rabbi Yossi could respond to Rab Shimon. And certainly, as we just saw in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yossi and Rab Shimon both agree that Menayin Lo'im and Rag L'Shilzu Oila, Teikul Oila, Tam Lo'im Yil, Rabbi says Kula, and therefore it makes sense Rabbi Yossi would respond to the Tanakhama who's Rab Shimon, that just like we stated, Benegir Regla Hegdish, the Lo'im and Rag L'Shilzu Oila Kula Oila, and therefore Benegir Tumura, Afkashiyim and Regla Shazu Tachazu, Teikul Tumura Tachtea, and since we find in the Mishnah Mesechtes Tumura, that Rab Shimon's demand to Omar, that is Makish the Dinam of Maisa Behema to the Dinam of Tumura, so he would also be Makish the Dinam of Maisa Behema to the Dinam of Tumura, Benegir Varim and Ubrim, and since we know that the Chiyah of Maisa Behema does not apply to an Eva or to an Uber, and therefore, although an Uber is called a Behema, however, even so, the Din of Tumura doesn't apply to an Uber or to an Eva. However, the Gemara responds that from the response of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Maseches Tumura, there's not necessarily a Raya that the Tanakhama is Rab Shimon, as it is possible that the Tanakhama of that Mishnah is either Rab Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi did not mean to say to them that certainly you agree with me, Benegei Regla Hegdish, that Al-Im Ragla Shilzu Oila Kula Oila, but as Rashi says in the first set of wide lines on our Amid, Elahachi commonly, Rabbi Yossi was responding according to his own Shita, and he therefore explained to the Tanakhama that Yodea Ni, that I know that I'm correct, Al-Im Ragla Shilzu Oila Kula Oila, the Nafgalei Meir Kredesh, and therefore I hold, Afkashim Ragla Shilzu Tmura, Teikula Tmura, and therefore Vishtakach, the Hema Behema Kula, and the Karina Behema Behema, and as Rashi points out, that since we don't have a makar, that either a Meir Rabbi Yehuda agreed to a hekesh between Maisa Behema and Tmura, or could be the reason why they held that Tmura does not apply to a Varim or Ubrin, is not because of a hekesh from Maisa Behema, and as Rashi states, V'taymayu b'ha mishum de Varim v'Ubrin la Behema mikru, as they hold that a Varim as well as Ubrim are not called a Behema, and even Rabbi Yossi would agree that although an Ubr or an Iver is not considered a Behema, however, Benegir Tmura, Rabbi Yossi holds that when one says Regel Shazu Tachazu, so it's not only the leg that becomes Tmura, Tmura would be Chal on the entire animal, and the entire animal will become Hegdish. And since we do not have a proof that the Tanakam of the Mishnah Mesechtes Tmura is Rab Shimon, and if so, we couldn't necessarily hold that an Ubr is considered a Behema, if so, we would not be able to learn that the Makar, that if someone would Shech the mother, and they would find an Ubr inside the mother, that would be Mutabachila, is from the Lashon of Behema, Behema, as if so, we would have to say that an Ubr is considered a Behema, and since the Mishnah Maseches Tumura may not be going like the Shita Rab Shimon, and if so, why would the Tanakama and Maseches Tumura hold that one cannot perform Tumura with an Uber? L'maisa, the Pasuk calls an Uber a Behema, and we are once again back to the initial question of the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, that once you will say that Behema, Behema, the Rabbis is a blad, Elamaata Yamiru Bai, and L'maisa, the Mishnah Maseches Tumura tells us that Imamir and Shleiman Be'ubrin, and as we explained, and we will stop over here.